0012 was designed for women with locally advanced and inflammatory breast cancer, a group of patients who today in the community are generally treated with neoadjuvant chemotherapy. And in order to get into the trial, you had to meet the usual criteria for locally advanced disease. Most typically, the patient had a tumor measuring 5 centimeters or more in size, but they could also get in because they had stage 3 disease by some other criterion. The inflammatory patients, the diagnosis was made on a clinical basis with pathologic confirmation. So the eligibility criteria were fairly standard, and this is the major group in the United States who today are receiving neoadjuvant chemotherapy. Standard treatment for them has been anthracycline-based chemotherapy, and there are a number of publications, both from single institutions like MD Anderson and from cooperative groups, indicating outcome measured primarily as a pathologic complete response. The MD Anderson group and others have shown that pathologic complete response is a very good predictor of long-term outcome for these patients. And PCR, or pathologic complete response, is defined as disappearance of all evidence of invasive disease under the microscope when the pathologist examines the specimen after completion of chemotherapy. So our primary endpoint in the study was pathologic complete response. The only variable being studied was the method of administration of AC because the Taxol was given in the same way to all patients. And we reported the results on the first 265 out of 398 entered patients. At ASCO this year, my colleague Dr. Georgiana Ellis presented those data at the last oral session of ASCO on breast cancer. And the short version of the results is that the pathologic complete response rate was 31% for the continuous arm, the experimental arm. It was 19% for the standard arm. The difference was statistically significant with a p-value of 0.03 or 0.04, depending on how you want to define it, but it was less than 0.05. The toxicity of the two regimens, as you might expect, indicated less myelosuppression for the group receiving the experimental arm, and that's because those patients received prophylactic G-CSF. In terms of other toxicities, there was more stomatitis and more hand-foot syndrome with the experimental regimen. There was more nausea and vomiting, more myelosuppression with the standard arm. And both of them were well tolerated. More than 95% of the patients entered on the study were actually able to go to surgery. So, in fact, there wasn't a large dropout rate before patients were operated on. Now, we will be doing another analysis, but it seems very likely, given these results, that the continuous administration of AC is better than the every 3-week administration. That furnishes, of course, a strong rationale to try to finish 0221, which is the current adjuvant trial for node-positive patients, in which the randomization basically involves Q2-week or dose-dense therapy. And the experimental arms are even closer together using the same AC plus G program that we employed in this neoadjuvant trial.